Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys.
Well, we are still working on these SummerSlam plans. It's a work in progress.
Yes.
It's a work in progress. But hey, it's so far panning out.
Mm-hmm. Which is rare for us.
So far, so good.
It's rare when something pans out.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Dallas though. I was like, okay, it never really pans out like this. And then it did. And I was like, This is weird. It's a weird feeling when everything pans out the way it should. Yeah. Anyway, so I guess we're going. I guess. And yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm excited. It's a good thing to like break up the time between now and Mania.
That's true.
Because Mania is going to be fucking nuts. Like, it is. Because this year, I think, was like a soft run for next year. Because this year, it was like, everybody was still kind of like, you know. Plus, like, all the Japanese travel was still, like, very, 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 very limited.
Oh.
So, you know, they kind of had to make do with whoever was, like, they could either get from the UK, Canada, or the US. Mostly US is what they use. Because I think the UK still has some kind of weird travel stuff. But next year is going to be nuts. Because all
another disaster.
Well, yeah. Don't say that. But yeah. I don't think it's going to shut down again.
I don't think so.
But yeah. It's going to be insanity next year because it'll be all of the fans. But this year it was nice. There were a lot of people from like Ireland and the UK this year because they were able to get in. But next year is going to be nuts. It'll be madness. I'm excited though. I'm very excited about the madness of it all. Impact is currently on, guys, and the Briscoes have been added to the Impact roster.
Thank the Lord. They're not AEW. Thank the Lord.
See, I knew in my heart it wasn't going to happen. I've been right about these so far. I've been right about Wyndham, and I've been right about the Briscoes.
That's true.
I have. I'm pretty... Yeah. But I'm glad. Their matches, they've only had two matches, but hey, they've both been really good. I think they're going to come back after Honor No More versus Bullet Club, which it looks like that's happening at Under Siege, and which I didn't realize Under Siege is in like a week. And Rebellion was last week. So
You have to talk about your sad news from Impact.
Oh God. I was gonna have a whole thing because I don't think it's just Impact. It's like in general of wrestling. The Inspiration / Iconics have walked away from wrestling.
It's very interesting to me. Like, are they gonna be models or what? Like,
I think so. But yeah. Part of me wonders, and maybe this is me because, you know, I like kids. Maybe one of them is going to have a baby.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, not pregnant currently, but, you know.
Right.
Maybe because the way they talked is it's not forever.
Hmm.
I think the way they're talking is it's not like I'm never coming back to wrestling. It's like for the time being, they're stepping away. So maybe they're going to do like a model thing, and then maybe one or both are going to have kids.
I can see that. Are they in their 30s, right?
They're in their 30s. They're both married. Yeah. It's possible. So that's exciting. I'm really excited for
them. It was shocking, though. I was not expecting.
It was very shocking, for sure. Because I was, the Impact taping happened on Sunday. I was like, well, nobody said anything about them. And then Monday morning, the news hit. And I was like, So that makes a lot of sense why they lost on Saturday.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense. Yes. So.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's sad, though. I'm going to miss them. But at the same time, like, I get it. They're definitely, I mean, they could be making more money.
Instagram, I'm sure they are.
They're doing their, not OnlyFans. They don't have an OnlyFans, but they're modeling. They do.
It's basically OnlyFans.
It's basically OnlyFans. I don't know if they're naked. I don't think they're naked.
I don't think so. But
I don't think so, but I think they're definitely in lingerie and bathing suits and all that, which, you know what, good for them. Shit. If the money's there, fucking do it. You know,
I mean, I'd get naked if I looked like them. I feel like, here it is.
If I looked like that, I'd be like, I'd be naked all the time. I'd be like, yeah, why would I wear clothes when I look like this? Which I don't look like that. So I need to cover up as much as humanly possible.
Me too.
You know? Yeah.
I just bought my first high-waisted bathing suit. I was really depressed.
Girl, I've been wearing them. Don't even. It's called Some of Us Are Fat.
I guess. I felt like I was wearing like a mom bathing suit or something. Like, it looks good though. It looks nice.
It's almost like it's a good thing they're in style.
Right. Right.
Like... like, you know, I've been wearing the ones with shorts too. Cover a little bit of my cellulite.
Right.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you're looking for a knockoff of the Brazilian bum bum, that Tree Hut makes one.
Oh.
$7.99. And it works.
Has one.
It works too. Like, I was shocked because I'm like,
I have the Brazilian bum bum, but I feel like it doesn't do very much.
Like, I've noticed a little bit of a difference. I've been using it for probably a week. And I've noticed, like, I don't know. It's weird. I'm not noticing, like, I have no cellulite. Like, it's not like that. But I've noticed, like, my skin doesn't feel like I have, like, uneven skin tone.
Mm-hmm,
so too. I feel like my skin tone's a little more even.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I have no cellulite and everything. Yeah, no, it's not liposuction and a thing, but you know, I feel like there's a difference. Plus it smells good.
Yeah, it does.
So, you know, that's what I say about that. Huh. I'm like, yeah, it smells good, you know. It happens. It works. You know, if that's it, then whatever. I guess it just smells good.
It makes you feel better about yourself putting it on.
I know. I'm like, maybe it's just me thinking something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the over here just effect. Like, oh, yeah, something's happening. Yes. Maybe it's wishful thinking. Probably not. Well, maybe. Who knows? Maybe. Possibly. I mean, because I know I'm going to have to wear shorts at some point in Dallas. And that's why I'm like, please help me out a little. Even if it just looked a little more even, I'd be right. Like, okay, I'm not asking for the world here. I'm just asking for a little bit of evening. Not as ugly.
Oh my God.
They look bad. Don't even. They look bad, y'all. They're bad.
Because of cellulite, all women have cellulite.
Well, okay. Partially cellulite, but also I feel like my legs are disproportional. I feel like from my kneecap down, my legs are actually pretty thin, but from my kneecap up, it looks like I don't know what. So like it looks on the top of my kneecap. Thick thighs
are like in.
I know, but like on the top of my, okay, maybe it's because I hate my kneecap. Maybe that's what it is. Because I have like this piece of fat that just kind of like hangs on my kneecap. And I'm like, and it's on both sides. So I know I'm not like, okay.
Hmm.
I'm like, either my kneecap is weird or I got fatty knees. My knees are fatty.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out, but like I can even feel the little roll of fat. Like I could like grab it.
Huh.
Yes. Which I don't think I could go to the doctor and be like, hi, I want to liposuction the fat above my knee.
Probably
I don't think
could, they could actually.
You probably could, but they'd be like, you want to what now? And you're like, my knees are fat. So like, I'm going to need you to lipo my knees, please. You're like, ma'am, what the fuck? No, but
I don't even know what exercise you would do to get rid of that.
Exactly. Like, that's my issue is like, I don't know what you would even do to get rid of it. If you're like, you're fucked. Just get over it. I need like a body lift on just my leg. She's like, pull the fat up. Like hi,
pin,
yeah,
like pin your kneecaps up like people,
yeah,
pin
just
their
just pin them up. Like honestly, it looks pretty good if I pull the fat up, it looks good. But like if it hangs there, I can like grab it, and it's, that's body dysmorphia. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like the other day I thought I looked really good, and then I looked in the mirror and I was like, ew.
It's real body dysmorphia.
It really is. Like, mm-hmm. I'll be like, wow, I look pretty good. And then I'm like, then a mirror shows up and I'm like, ugh, what did you do? You're like, nobody's going to want you. Ugh.
We all do that.
It is real, guys. Oh my God. Here's a thought process. Like, what if there's meet and greets and like Wyndham is in Dallas? Sorry, drag brunch. I gotta go. I'd be like, well, I have to go now. Goodbye.
You mean Nashville?
Yeah.
Or you said Dallas.
Oh, well, he was in Dallas. Nashville. Like, what if he's there? It'd be exciting. It'd be very exciting. I doubt it, though. But it'd be very exciting. I'm sorry. I just have high hopes. I got to do it twice and I want to do it again. Come on. I waited too long. I waited 4 years. I feel like I should get 4. I've only gotten 2.
You know, it's possible because if Control Your Narrative has a show, which is possible, he might be there to be with his buddy. With his buddies.
No.
Not that he would be in the show. He would be there, like, to hang out with his friends.
This is how I feel about Control Your Narrative. Like, everybody was saying, Wyndham's going to be in Control Your Narrative because, like, Rowan was there. And, like, Braun is, like, the fucking whatever the fuck he does with Control Your Narrative. And I was like, okay, that's nice. But, like, if my friends ate a shit sandwich, I wouldn't eat a shit sandwich.
Right.
So like
I just mean like hanging out with them, not like at the show.
The my luck, no.
But didn't he go to the other one? Wasn't that where the pictures of them were from?
No.
Oh, I thought he went to the show, like backstage. No.
That was in London.
Hmm.
At a meet and greet. Yeah, no.
Hmm. So no, but
he has not ever been at a Control Your Narrative show, I don't think.
He might have been. He just didn't know it.
Well, I know what you're talking about, and that was not Control Your Narrative show. He better not. I would be like,
with a fox. What do you
think backstage with this? I'm telling you, this is like his best friend.
No, like, no. I feel like if I were to walk backstage there, I would probably be called a dirty whore the second I walk backstage. And then Austin Aries would find out that I wasn't, that I'm vaccinated. And then he'd be like, get away from me. You're treading on me. Like, I'd say nothing to him. And he'd be like, you are treading on me. Stop. I'm Austin Aries. Like, nobody went to his table at Russell. And he was dressed like a douche. So, no. Please don't. Like, no. Like, that's enough that, like, Bill Carr was in the Control Your Narrative thing. And I was like, Bill, come on, buddy. Why you gotta be in this video where, okay, guys, we're gonna one of these days have to, like, fucking sit here and watch all the Control Your Narrative videos and, like, give our commentary. Because, like, our commentary on these would be great.
That's true.
Like, our commentary would be... people would love it. But if you are into Control Your Narrative, y'all, Sarah Logan is gonna be in Control Your Narrative.
Sarah, yeah. is that the name she's going by?
No, she's going by Sarah Rowe, which is her married name.
Oh, okay.
But Sarah Logan is gonna be at Control Your Narrative.
Oh boy. Yeah.
They needed a token female and they found it, I guess. It's very strange.
It makes sense.
Well, it does. I mean, I always wondered if she, you know, stormed the Capitol or not, but you know.
With her baby.
With her baby. That poor baby. God damn. Okay, every time I think of her now, I think of her home birth and I get really pissed. Because, like, she's the bitch who ruins home births for everybody else.
I forgot what she did. You told me.
She, like, was in labor for, like, 80 hours and then finally went to the hospital. And they're like, yeah, no, you're getting an infection now. We have to do an emergency C-section. Like, and then she was like, I can't believe it went this way. I'm like, bitch, you were in labor for 80 hours.
Oh my god.
Like, after 24, wouldn't you be like, you know what? I don't think something's right.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I lasted that long.
No, I'd be at like 6. I'd be like, listen, this kid should be out already. Yeah, no, this kid's taking too long. So we're gonna go. This is probably why I should have C-sections when I have kids. I'd be like, oh, God, this is taking forever. Like, you've been in labor for 2 hours. This is taking forever. This kid needs to get out. I'd be like yelling at it the whole time, too. I'd be like, you're evicted. Get out.
Oh, my Lord. You would, I'm sure.
I would. You're going to be there when it happens. So, yeah, you're going to hear me go, listen, kid. Get out, you weirdo. I'm going to love it to death, but I'm going to call it names while it's still in there. Yeah, this is probably why I should have C-section. But, like, again, if we're going off of, like, how my mom was, I got out of there real quick. So I don't know why my future children won't get out of there real quick.
To piss you off.
Yeah, probably. My mom said she was pissed off because I came too fast. No epidural. I came that fast. I was like, oh, no, bitch, I'm coming. And I was early. Yeah. I wanted the fuck out of there as quick as I could. Which I hope my children will, you know, one day embrace my lifestyle of getting the fuck out of there as quick as they are.
Your independence.
Just like walk out. Just bye. Then I'd be like, good, you're done. Now cut your own umbilical cord. You're going to college. Call me when you can drink.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm joking. That's going to be Jen.
That would be fun.
Like, that's great. Call me when you're 21. That's lovely. Anyway, guys. Yeah, Sarah Rowe, a.k.a. the woman who ruined home births for everybody, is going to be there. You know, in case you want to have your narrative controlled. Which I don't know. Who is she going to wrestle?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Like, who? Is it going to be herself? You know what it is? It's going to be her obstetrician, isn't it? Because she didn't want an obstetrician. She wanted to go crunchy.
Mm.
Yeah. That obstetrician shredded on her. Damn. Yeah. So anyway, if you're a woman and you're listening, if you haven't had a baby in like 24 hours after you start going into labor, you might need to get some help. Don't be Sarah. Be somewhere else. Be Rebby. Rebby doesn't have these problems. Just saying. She doesn't. Anyway, so rebellion happened Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Alexander defeated Moose. Thank fuck. Yeah. And as his predicted. Kid, as predicted, and his kid came out in a little outfit matching, like a little singlet that matched his dad's singlet.
Oh.
And like, it was the cutest shit I've seen in a long time. But yeah, it was the cutest shit in the world. Also, Violent by Design retained, and I was like, huh, that's a choice. I'm sorry, but Eric Young, I cannot get behind the Eric Young experience. Ew. Yeah, I can't get behind that. Like, at all. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I just can't get behind it. I'm not a fan. Just not a fan. Yeah, I don't know. They're just not. I don't think Violent by Design is for me. You know, I don't think they're like a team that is geared for my demographic. So
who is that again?
Eric Young. What is the other guy? Fuck. I just totally spaced. Oh, look, it's Vincent. Shit. Hold on. I was distracted. Violent by Design. All right. It's Eric Young, Diener, and Joe Dory.
Okay. Doesn't sound like a good time to me.
It's not a good time. Vincent's on TV right now, though, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what he's saying because I have it muted. But see, this is when I need to turn on closed captioning. Okay, so Vincent has resurrected PCO. PCO is now back, and PCO looks crazier than ever. I wish I knew. Okay. I caught the end of that. That's all right. Guess I'm going to have to rewatch Impact, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes. A Violent by Design ended up winning. We did not have that.
No.
As our winner. We didn't. So we did have some of the teams right, though. We did. We did get to see Cardona and Brian Myers. Obviously, the Good Brothers. We did get to see them. Honor No More, which is Taven and Bennett. They were there. We did not have Rich Swann and Willie Mack. We didn't have Johnny Swinger and Zicky Dice, which I didn't really think about that. Also, Jordan Grace and W. Morrissey, a.k.a. Big Cass. We did not.
Interesting.
Yes, that happened. But yes, I really wanted. Oh, okay. It's just been announced. Bullet Club versus Honor No More May 7th at Under Siege.
Hmm.
Guess who's watching Under Siege? Me. All right. I actually wanted Honor No More or the Good Brothers. The Good Brothers did not last as long as I thought they should have. That was kind of stupid. Also, the Good Brothers, the reason it's Bullet Club versus Honor No More now is, if you didn't watch it, the Good Brothers wore the third team out, mm-hmm. and they defeated Cardona and what's his face? Myers. That's his face. Myers. They defeated them after they were attacked when they eliminated Jordan Grace and Big Cass. So they were attacked by Jordan and Big Cass. And then, oh God, Moose is on. Ugh. And then the Good Brothers came out. They obviously got the pin real quick. Good Brothers then defeated Rich Swann and Willie Mack. And then Zicky Dice and Johnny Swinger. And then Honor No More came out, which had all of Honor No More, not just Haven and Bennett. And obviously, Kenny King and Vincent caused the distraction, and the Good Brothers lost. And then they were attacked by Honor No More, all of Honor No More. So after that, I was like, okay, it's going to be Taven and Bennett.
Right.
I was like, yeah. Because next was Heath and Rhino, and I was like, oh, it's Taven and Bennett. It's going to be Taven and Bennett. And then it wasn't Taven and Bennett. Like, well, that's a choice. I was like, oh, guess they're retaining then. Great. But now it doesn't matter because it's Violent by Design versus the Briscoes. And I have a feeling the Briscoes are going to be the tag team champions.
I would hope so. That would be pretty embarrassing.
That would be embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing for Taven and Bennett. They lost to Heath and Rhino. Which, I mean, I shouldn't say that because Heath and Rhino and Impact are actually pretty good. So, I mean, not good. They're not, like, best. But, you know, better than Vince booked them. We'll give them that.
I don't know. Those videos and things were pretty funny.
Okay, well, we can't compare it SmackDown.
And they were having the Cheese Whiz in the trailer. Okay, and Renee actually interview them.
While they're eating the Cheese Whiz on the cracker. Uh-huh. On the saltine cracker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was funny. We do love that.
And Heath and his kids.
All 47 kids. You gotta love the 47 kids. But you know what, though? I feel like that era of SmackDown, Vince wasn't really in charge.
Probably not.
No. Because that was the 2015, 2016, 2017 era of SmackDown where, like, everything was fucking good. Right. Like, Wyndham, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, all champions. I was like, this show is written for me, obviously. Like, John Cena was entertaining as fuck. That was crazy. Nikki Bella had that banger against Natalia and against Carmella. Mella, that was good.
I don't forget Becky. That was when she was cool.
Becky had that tables match with Alexa. That was cool. Also, that was when, like, they had the best Survivor Series match ever, where it was Jericho, Braun, Roman, Seth. What's the fifth? Kevin. Versus AJ, Dean, Bray, Brandy. Who's last? It wasn't Harper.
Mm-mm.
No,
can't remember.
The high points of the match had nothing to do with this guy, obviously. Oh, was it Sammy?
Maybe. Sammy.
It was 2017, right? Or 2016? Mm-hmm. 2016, because that was when. Oh, it was Shane. It was Shane.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was a good match. That was a good match, guys. That was a banger. That was a banger. Come on. I go back and watch that match because that match had everything. It had the Wyatt family. It had the Shield. It had Shane. It had fucking Dean Ambrose being Dean Ambrose. It had everything you could want. Jericho had the list. Braun wasn't an idiot who controlled his narrative. Life was more simple. It was a simple time. We didn't know what we had.
That's true. That was very true.
We did not know what we had. We were like, man, this is okay. And then, like, because I remember our podcast episodes, we'd be like, well, this sucked, but everything else was really good. And now it's like, well, this was good and everything else sucked.
I don't know that Raw's getting better.
Raw is getting better slowly.
slowly. I was debating, I was like, oh, do I work tomorrow or watch SmackDown? I don't know what I want to do yet. I haven't decided. So we'll see. We'll figure that out. But you know what, guys? I'm going to tell you right now. I think, in all honesty, we did not know what we had at the time. Like, that Elimination Chamber, I went by and watched it, and I was like, that Elimination Chamber that I went to was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? When has it been that good? Not a long time.
Uh-uh. No. Maybe it's working its way back. I think so.
But, like, those pay-per-views remind me of how I feel after Impact pay-per-views, where I was like, well, I didn't like this one thing, but everything else was really good. It even, like Rebellion, I was like, well, you know, I didn't really like that. But it was still, like, a good match. It wasn't like, wow, this sucked. This was completely stupid. Right. Like, it was still like, well, I didn't like the outcome. But it was really good. I think that's why I like Impact. Because, like, I'm never disappointed. Like, I'm never, even if it kind of, like, you don't like the outcome, at least it was, like, a good match.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Also, I think Sami Callihan's coming back. I'm convinced. Why is that? Because there's vignettes airing, and everybody was like, well, who could it be? And then somebody was like, it's Wyndham. I'm like, why? When did Wyndham ever have a 60s theme? I don't think so. Unless he's coming back to face Vincent. And then at that point, I'd like to know when and where.
Oh.
And at that point, I'll be DMing some people to be like, so, this match has happened, you say? I'll just send a video of this. I'm intrigued. Go on. Because, like, if that happens, I have to be there.
Like, I have to be there. Somewhere far. Like,
better not be Europe, because I don't have a passport.
Well, that would suck.
I better get on that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, I have to be there for that. It has to happen. I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna wish. I feel like I have done my karmic wishing into existence for that to happen. That's and true. I've done the legwork. I did the legwork on that, people.
You did your part.
I did my part. So I would have to be there. Please be SummerSlam weekend in Nashville, Tennessee, please. And thank you. That way, Jen and Whitney can be there too, and we can watch. And you guys can help me decide whose side I'm on, because I would know what side to be on.
Oh, please.
Okay, I know. Deep down, I'd be like, damn it. I'd be like, but Vincent, though. I'd be like, the poor guy doesn't have that much going for him, okay? Like, he's the, okay, let's be honest. If the match happened, he'd be the underdog.
All right.
He would. So he's, I kind of feel bad. I mean, he's a great wrestler, but he'd kind of be the underdog. And you know what? I'd be like, I feel kind of bad. But at the same time, can we make it like a cinematic match? Because let me tell you, if it was a cinematic match, shit. I don't think the world is ready for that. I think the world would implode.
Be nice.
And I would love it. It'd be like, greatest match ever. 10 stars. I'm Meltzer now. That's right, guys. I'm now Meltzer. Can you imagine if I did star ratings?
Oh, gosh.
It'd be great. It'd be wonderful. If our star ratings would be so much better. Because people would
call it
star
ratings. We would call it something else.
We'd call it, like, I don't know what we'd call it, but let me tell you, it'd be so much better than Meltzer. It'd be what the people want. Like, I feel like we would have our newsletter and be like, listen, the match was shit, but it was stuff to look at that was really nice. So I give it a 3 stars or whatever we're using as a measurement.
Think of what we would use. It wouldn't be stars.
I don't know, but let me tell you, I feel like ours would be more for the people.
Like, Meltzer only likes stuff if it happens in Japan, which, by the way, guys, Courtney Rush, aka Rosemary, said, sorry, Dave, Japan doesn't want to fuck you. And he proceeded to block her. So if Rosemary never has a match above 2 stars, we all know why. But she had a point. And let me tell you, there were a lot of wrestlers like agreeing with her. Like, Japan doesn't want to fuck you, Dave. Okay. We're all thinking it. Like, again, because ours would be more for the people. We can't, as much as I love Japanese wrestling, I don't have like 20 hours a week to devote to watching every bit of Japanese wrestling. I don't. I have a life. Plus, I like to watch Impact when I'm bored. So, you know, that would cut into that.
Makes sense.
And I like sleep. So, you know. Also, I'm sorry. As much as I love New Japan, they need to step their shit up. I don't know what happened. The new guy who's running New Japan kind of ran it into the ground a little bit.
Maybe it was the pandemic.
I think that's part of it, but at the same time, I'm just like, they went all in on Will Ospreay.
He's too boring.
He is. Like, he tries to, I mean, bless his heart, he tries. But he's as interesting as a paper bag. And that's not very interesting. Now, Jay White, who they should have went with. Now that. I mean, how? That's a decision I will never understand. Like, you have Will Ospreay and Jay White. And they're like, okay, who's going to be the face of your company? And you go, I think I'm going to choose Will Ospreay. The fuck is wrong with you?
He's great, like, to watch. I mean, he's a good wrestler, but there's no personality.
No. And like, okay, and I understand. Will Ospreay is the kind of person. Okay, I'm going to catch heat for this, but I don't give a shit. He's the kind of wrestler who, when they wrestle, it's flashy. But you don't realize until the end that there's really nothing being told in that match. Like, it's, he's just like,
he's like spots. He has to do spots.
Yeah. I mean, he is slightly above the Young Bucks. I'll give him that. Cause like, the guy could at least cut a decent promo. Like, it's not bad, but it's not something where I'm like, oh man, I'm going to buy a Will Ospreay match. But it's not like the Young Bucks where, like, it's cringe. They're like cringe levels. And like, some people could pull off cringe, like the Good Brothers. Oh, some of their promos are pretty cringe, but it's like, they're just funny enough to make it like, that's the joke, is to be that cringy. Plus, they have like actual personalities outside of, maybe it's a personality thing. Maybe that's where maybe they just have shit personalities, the Young Bucks and Will Ospreay.
Well, duh.
And that's what the issue is. It's like, again, the Good Brothers, we love them to pieces, but some of their promos have been cringe.
It's a personality thing, for sure.
But they can, like, back it up. But here's the other thing, is they're aware that it's cringe.
Right.
The Young Bucks think that they're not. Now, I don't know about Ospreay. I mean, no, probably not. He probably thinks he's the hottest shit in the world.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, even the Briscoes at some point realized some of their promos were cringe. But again, they are aware.
They're in on it.
Yes. They are very much aware. Even to a point, Cody Rhodes is aware that he was cringeworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has he fixed it? No. But he is aware. I think the awareness is
like Roman Reigns is the has that awareness as well. So maybe that's what it is. That like you sense. You're just aware that like, hey, listen, I've done some promos that were really bad. And yeah. You know, it's something. But yeah. I don't know how he could have looked at Jay at Ospreay. It was like, you know, yeah. I really think I'm gonna go with Ospreay. The fuck you are.
Maybe he's the only one that wanted to stay. Maybe Jay wanted to go to the America to America.
Well, good for Jay. Cause he's killing it in Impact now. Mm-hmm. But he's still under contract with New Japan. But I think, you know what? Jay got the better end of the deal. If you're being honest. Sure, he's not the face of New Japan, but he's like on three different shows a week now.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to be the face of New Japan.
No, because like nobody watches New Japan. Mm-mm. Guys, it's very... Yeah. New Japan is one of those how the mighty have fallen. Like they still make big bucks, but like nobody watches it in America.
Do they still watch it in Japan though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're big in Japan. But like it's almost like they alienated. Like the live shows still get a lot of people, but the reason the live shows are getting a lot of crowd is like because they're booking people from other companies on their shows mm-hmm. in America.
It makes sense.
Plus, like, you have people like Ishii and Suzuki who are doing three-month tours. That, I mean, right there alone, Suzuki's tour of America this time around. Fuck. Like, I don't know who else. I mean, Ishii's doing the same thing. Ishii did a three-month tour as well and fucking killed it. How are the 50-year-old guys out here killing it? New Japan. Somebody answer that. Like Suzuki had a career renaissance the past year. Tell me how this happened. And it's mostly for the shit he's done in the States. I don't know. I will never begin to know. But yeah, New Japan needs to step their game up. Because oof. Like, I know very few people who watch anymore, especially not live. There's barely anybody watching live anymore. And that used to be the thing.
Yeah, you used to do it.
It got boring. Like, when I watched Wrestle Kingdom and fell asleep through it, I was like, and had no desire to go back and watch it. I was like, yeah. I was like, I'll probably still watch Wrestle Kingdom this year, but I don't know. Like, they haven't even announced, like, the G1 or anything, and I don't even know who's going to be in the G1, but they're teasing now. That's another thing for Impact. They're teasing now that Ace Austin, Chris Bay, and all of those guys could be in Best of the Super Juniors, so I would watch for that. The only problem is now I'm kind of wondering, could the New Japan roster keep up with the Impact roster now? And that's a question I never thought I'd say. I don't know. I'm just happy Impact is not working with AEW anymore. That's just the one thing I'm happy. I'm so happy about that. You have no idea. Especially when all of the AEW fans were like, oh my god, now Impact could get in and it could be like a super show. And I was like, no. No. I don't think they would, because the Kenny Omega experiment went horribly wrong. It really did. It did not work. Okay, so Vincent announced that Jonah and PCO are going to go one-on-one in a Monsters Ball match. Ooh, next week. Good thing we're recording on Tuesday next week.
That's true.
Because I'm going to watch the Monsters Ball match. But yes. get on that. All right, let's talk WWE now that we've talked Impact and New Japan basically the whole time. There's still, it was Randy Appreciation Night on Monday. And it was actually entertaining. Like, I was sports entertained for the first part of that show. Nice. Like, the fact that they had this party for Randy and they had everybody, well, not everybody, they had part of the roster at ringside. And fucking, like, Riddle's having this party. And then, like, Cody comes out. And of course, Seth is like on the side, dressed as like the double mint twin, like sitting at fucking commentary. And then the party just goes to shit, basically. Like, it just goes to shit, but in a good way. Like, it in a good way, it went to shit.
Not in like a like the Halloween, not in a the Halloween matches or the, yeah.
Not in a 24/7 wedding went to shit, but, you know, went to shit. And, a man, it led to the match that they booked, which was the Usos, double bit twins Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens versus RK-Bro, Cody Rhodes, and Elias, because we're not calling him Ezekiel, which I never thought Elias would be the main event of fucking Raw, but here we are.
We're not calling him Ezekiel?
No. He's Elias, okay? Like, come on. He's Elias. Get it right, people. Anyway, so I thought the match was good. The match was actually pretty good. Of course, Randy got the win, because, you know, it's Randy.
It's Randy night.
And it's Randy's night. So, of course, Randy got the win. Also, Riddle was like all excited. He was having the time of his life. It was a good time for him. What else was good? There were a few. Okay, I'm getting sick of this whole Bianca and Sonya thing. Like,
already?
Already. Yes. Like, it was just bad. Again, and I'm bringing up Impact again. But again, guys, I've just been watching Impact a lot. Why can't they book an authority figure like Scott D'Amore, who just shows up when needed? Like, who's not a fixture of the show?
Well, is she wanting to transition back into being a wrestler full time, though? Because maybe this is just the whole point, to transition her back.
But it's so convoluted how they're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. And part of me wonders, like, yeah, is that the reason why? But also I'm wondering, like, are they just going to go back to everything being the same? Because it is WWE. So, and plus, you're telling me that Bianca Belair had this amazing match. Like, had fucking, it was a good match. Her and Becky was one of the better, probably the top three matches of WrestleMania. And mm-hmm. You're telling me that she went from having a top three match to going against Sonya Deville, who's not even that good of a heel. Like, she's really not. Like, she just wants to play this, like, piffy fucking game. And then you're getting into where Carmella and Zelina Vega come out, when, mind you, they broke up the Raw after Mania.
That's true, they did, up. Yes.
Like, there was the whole thing where, like, Carmella was dressed as Madonna like a virgin. And, like, Sonya got on the mic, or not Sonya, Zelina got on the mic and said, I don't want to come to your fucking wedding. And, like, your man is fucking gross. And, like, then they made out, which I think that's going to be seared in my eyelids until the day I die of something disgusting. Like, no offense, but that was just no. Just no.
It's too much.
It was entirely too much. So you're telling me that all of a sudden, now that Carmella went on her honeymoon, that they're back together, and then they're helping Sonya win, which I will say,
the promo after made it kind of make sense why, but at the same time, why would they want a tag team title match when they're no longer a team? Why? Does anybody know why? I don't know why.
I guess they made up.
Well, I wouldn't know that. I'm going by the person who flips the channels. Would anybody just flipping channels know that? No, nobody just flipping channels would know that. They'd be like, oh, okay. Like, what the fuck? You know? Like what the fuck? It still made no fucking sense. Anyway. And the other part I didn't like is the arm wrestling match. Like, why? I don't care that Almost and Lashley have an arm wrestling match. Do you care? I don't. Oh shit, Ishii's coming out. Oh shit. Well, back to what we were saying before. Ishii is out here as like a 50-year-old man kicking the shit out of people. Ishii might be challenged. Oh, he wants a shot at the Impact World Championship. It's happening. Batten down the hatches, kids. Josh Alexander versus Ishii. I don't know when, but it's gonna happen. Anyway, Almost and Lashley, which was stupid as fuck. Like, no, that was stupid. Like, and then Veer and some jobber had a match, and I'm like, who gives a shit about Veer? Nobody. No, the joke's over.
I didn't know he was a baseball player. Did you know that?
No, I don't care.
There's a movie made about him. I read that the other day.
And?
I just didn't know that. That was an interesting fact. Go on.
Anyway, so, again, I don't care about Veer versus a jobber. You know why? You know why I don't care? Because I don't give a shit about Veer. The only time I gave a shit about Veer is when we could make the joke that Veer was coming. And then he finally came. And guess what? It was disappointing. Thank you. Okay. Like, come on. No, it was. It was disappointing. Okay. So then we get R-Truth is now a couples therapist, guys. Amongst his many, many other jobs he has. Of Reverend, jobber,
rapper,
guy who never ages. He's now a marriage counselor, and the 24/7 title thing. Why is this still a thing? Like. Okay. Yeah. The other thing I want to mention is like Sonya Deville. I'm getting sick of this. Okay. Maybe this has nothing to do with Sonya Deville, but because Sonya Deville as a person we like, because you know, she's in the days, gays and gals. So she's in with us, but, why is WWE like teasing this whole two women kissing thing all the time?
Like it's Vince.
I'm like, okay. Well, first of all, like we don't nobody trusts him to do a gay, lesbian, transgender storyline.
I don't think that's what he's going to do.
No, he just wants to see two girls kissing.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Like Vince is like, that's nice. I just want to see lesbians. Okay, Vince. Now back to something that was good. Becky Lynch is sitting there doing her. Ooh, the Chargers are up on the draft clock. Perfect timing. Yes, the NFL draft is up right now and the Chargers are on the clock, everybody. So this is very exciting. Anyway, Becky Lynch comes out and she looks like shit and says she is hit rock bottom and everything sucks and everything's terrible.
Hasn't she done that before?
I don't fucking remember.
I think she did.
I don't fucking remember. That, yeah. Fuck if I know. But then, ladies and gentlemen, the woman we've all been waiting for, other than Bailey, Asuka shows up! And let me tell you, I've never been so excited to see Asuka in my life. I'm like, finally, Asuka is back. Even though she could have been back 3 months ago.
It's so weird.
So weird. Again, also, where is Bailey? Where's Bailey? Does anybody know where Bailey's?
She's tweeting.
She's tweeting. She's out here being Bailey. So yeah, Bailey, come on. Finn Balor versus Damian Priest. Please tell me this is leading to we get AJ and Finn together.
We hope.
I hope.
Everyone's hoping that.
Like, that's what everybody wants. Like, everybody wants AJ and Finn together. Yeah. That's what we all want. Mustafa Ali returned, which I'm actually excited for this. This is probably the best thing they could have done with him. Because he called The Miz out on his shit.
What do you say? Because I missed
that. And Austin segment. Theory.
What do you say about The Miz?
He said that... what did he say about The Miz? Hold on. He said something in the promo that I was like, yes. But, of course, Vince got his one line in of like... Oh, you still have a job? Yeah. Also, I loved how he said that Theory had no balls, because he doesn't. Also, when Theory pulled out the phone, I was like, somebody grab that phone. It could have evidence of Snapchat pornography on it, allegedly. So, yeah, grab the phone. But it actually looks like we're going to get Mustafa Ali versus Ciampa. Which fucking sign me up. All day, baby. And twice on Sunday. And everybody's like upset. They're like, Ciampa lost his first name. Like, nobody called him by his first name. Let's be honest. Right. Did anybody call him by his first name?
Nope.
Like, this is the one time that I'm like, okay, listen. You took his first name, good. Like, nobody called him that. So there you go. There you go. That was Raw in a nutshell. Some good, some bad. It was some good, some bad. SmackDown, I couldn't tell you what happened. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with that show. This is why, and honestly, it's like having no belt on there has made the show go into a hot mess, but it's an entertaining hot mess on Raw. But then on SmackDown, you get Roman there every week, and it's like nothing's going to happen because Roman's not going to drop any of the belts.
Yeah, probably. That makes it so boring.
Yeah, it's like, who is he going to face? Because nobody's going to beat Roman.
Who's he going to face? Who cares?
I really hope he loses one of the belts at SummerSlam.
I might really do.
I know who friend of the show Whitney wants to win Money in the Bank and cash in on Roman Reigns.
I mean, that's probably the most likely candidate.
It's Cody Rhodes. It's Cody Rhodes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cody Rhodes. Which I think Cody's like the only... He's honestly the only candidate. Unless you want to turn Kevin Owens' face and have him try, but I don't think Vince would do it. I think probably it's going to be Cody. ladies and gentlemen, Cody Rhodes. But if rumors are to be believed, Vince wants to do a bunch of face and heel changes because he thinks everybody is in the wrong. Everybody's personality doesn't fit their character now. Which, haven't we been saying that for years now?
That's true.
We've been saying this for a while. Like, you have Kevin Owens as a heel. Nobody hates Kevin Owens. Who hates Kevin Owens? There's literally, I have not heard one single person say anything bad about Kevin Owens. And I'm supposed to be like, fuck Kevin Owens. He's a terrible person. No. Kevin Owens seems to be the only person who has his shit together.
Kevin Owens is an attractive man.
He is an attractive man who is telling the truth about Elias. You know? And finally, we have our drag race update. Because you know how we are on this show. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I feel like I knew this was going to happen, but I feel like at the same time I didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it.
My mom is actually very excited about this.
Oh, really? She's,
because her favorite two were in the top two. So she was very pumped about this.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, all right. Sure. Willow Pill won Drag Race season 14. Getting ahead of myself because I was on Top of All Stars. Willow Pill has won season 14 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Do you think part of it was because she came out as trans and he wanted a trans winner? To say that he's not transphobic?
I mean, yeah. But also, do I think it's because that Willow Pill would be the first trans disabled person to win Drag Race? Yeah. Yeah. Do I think Lady Camden probably should have won? Maybe. But I told my mom, look at Trixie and Katya. They didn't win their seasons.
It's true.
Alaska didn't win her season. I said, winning the season doesn't really mean everything.
I don't know that I necessarily would have made them my top two anyway.
I was surprised.
Like, Camden, I don't feel like, I liked her, but I don't feel like she did well enough to be top two. Her acting challenges were good. But a lot of her runways I didn't think were very good.
See, here's the thing. Willow Pill, I liked in the beginning, but through the season. Because, like, the whole talent show thing was hilarious. Like, the toaster in the bathtub, I loved it. But, like, then throughout, I was like, So, yeah. And I, I do think I am having All-Star 6 vibes from this. Because, let's be honest, Ginger should have won All-Star 6. But I think because Rue's like, I'm not transphobic, I think that's what happened.
Right.
For sure.
But good for her.
Good for her. It's very strange. Because, like, yeah, we did not have Willow Pill winning. I had Ingeria winning.
I wish.
That's what I thought. My mom did not want Bosco to win. That was the thing. Bosco was a no for my mother. So, but again, we've had this conversation that RuPaul's Drag Race has shifted. Because now it's not so much the performing queens or the pageant queens. It's more Instagram queens that they're kind of shifting towards, which I don't like. Like, if I'm going to a drag show, I don't want to see an Instagram queen. I want to be entertained, damn it. So that's just me. What do I know? I like a performing drag queen. That's all I know. But again, like I told my mom, just because you've won the season doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna make it big, because look at Trixie and Katya.
That's true.
And Alaska. I mean, let's be honest.
I didn't realize your mom was into Drag Race.
She is. She just got into it big time the last season. Like, she didn't realize Trixie won All Stars. I had to show her that. And I'm like, ugh. So now we are on the countdown to All Stars.
Right.
Which I still want Jinx to win. I said it. Want to fight about it? Jinx is winning. Okay. Jinx is going to win. I'm very, like, my mom was like, who's your second choice? And I'm like, there is no second choice.
Oh my gosh.
It's Jinx, baby. It's happening. What? It's happening. It's going to be good.
I hope not.
I hope so. I feel like because I was robbed last year of Ginger winning. I feel like Jinx should win because Ginger lost. Well, and if anything is to be, you know, anything is to be used, Jinx is non-binary.
Oh, really? So I didn't know that.
Jinx is non-binary. So, you know, RuPaul could want to bite non-binary RuPaul's Drag Race winner.
True.
Yeah. Even though I don't agree with the practice. I mean, if Trinity won, I wouldn't be mad. But I really want Jinx. So there's that. That's my 2 cents for All-Star 7. Which, who fucking
knows? I like Trinity. I like Raja.
You do like Raja.
I do like Raja. Yes. Which is funny because I hated her on her season.
I know. We've talked about this.
But I like her now.
I don't like Raja. Like, Raja's okay. Like, I have nothing like, fuck, I hate Raja, but like, it's Raja. Like,
I'm excited to see her at her runways.
Yeah, I think they'll be good. I think that's why I kind of like All Stars a little more, is because like they step the shit up,
right?
Like, I want performance.
Shay will have some really good runways.
Yeah, I just love when Naomi Campbell walks out and Shay's like, oh my god. It's great. Anyway, guys, I think that's it for this week.
Yeah, my food's almost here.
Your food's almost here.
Yeah.
I already ate, but I'm going to go eat more. Who am I kidding? I've been trying to eat healthy because, you know, Nashville. Also, my stomach has been in shambles the past week. So
that helps.
I've tried to tempt it a few times, and yo, I had a cheeseburger yesterday with some onion rings, and
didn't go well.
I had to go to Sprouts and buy a probiotic shot.
Oh gosh.
To force myself to simmer everything down.
Hmm.
It was bad. It was terrible. I'll give it a 0 out of 10. Wouldn't recommend. Which is crazy though, because like, Whitney's having stomach problems too, and so's my mom.
I always like have stomach problems.
Everybody's having stomach problems. Like, mine are worse than they usually are. That's the bad part. It's like, I always have them, but they're like worse.
Hmm.
So I'm like, are we being poisoned?
Gorgeous, gorgeous girls have stomach problems.
They do. Plus, we're probably being poisoned. You know, if it, you know, conspiracy. Oh god, guys, next week we'll probably have to talk about my Elon Musk conspiracy theories.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot. And you know what? One of them I didn't have until today. All right, guys. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.